May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for June 20th, 2020, which just happens to be the solstice with the first day of summer. In fact, the sun just went into the cardinal water sign of Cancer just the hour before the show today. So how's that for cosmic synchronicity? What's even more amazing is that the only other time an annular solar eclipse coincides with June solstice in this century is on June 21st, 2039. So this is an amazing time in history. I mean, even without all the astrology, psychology. And I believe this is the big event. You know, we call it revelations or global mass awakening or Aquarian spring that initiates the millennial Aquarian age of freedom and love. While this light of Aquarian love is surging, it casts some very dark shadows with old Piscean records of fear and doubt purging, with relentless false flag fear-mongering and deep state lamestream media. But I'm not going there today. I'm going to try and keep it light with this cosmic event. The astrology psychology is interesting enough today with what's going on by itself, but the fact that we're having an eclipse here within just a few hours of the solstice, it's kind of a unique time. So right now the sun is at 0 degrees Cancer and the moon is at 27 degrees Gemini, but it will be catching up in a few hours for the new moon eclipse, which will be mostly across Africa and India. Both the sun and the moon are right now squaring Mars, Neptune, and Pisces, the sign of Pisces. Man, that's a steamy mix of the divine feminine energies with Mars masculine energy. And both Mars and Neptune are reinforced by a sextile to a powerful conjunction of Pluto and Jupiter in Capricorn. Venus in Gemini is trying Saturn in Aquarius. And this is a good time to focus on divine Aquarian love principles and processes, which I'll be doing today. Actually, there are three good reasons for making this solstice eclipse a sacred event. Reason number one is there's a sacred energy window opening. I mean, this is a powerful time of a cosmic initiation with the beginning of summer in the north, the beginning of winter down under. In the quantum realm of the global field, the eclipse of the sun at this auspicious time is like a testing of the spirit that matters on Earth, you know, the divine feminine energies rising in the cardinal water sign of Cancer. For a powerful energy in motion, you might say emotion, as can nurture and otherwise culture the Aquarian mandate, a unified field initiation of co-creation with God, love, source, as above, northern hemisphere, so below, southern hemisphere. I mean, it's the same test, same opportunity. So reason number two, fearless faith neutralizes negativity. You know, the expression is you can't have fear and love at the same time. You know, the power of love neutralizes the love of power, checks and balances. I mean, the power of love, the spirit that matters, has the power to eclipse faithless fear. I mean, it always has, and it always will. And conversely, the love of power, the divisive dialectic, the process sometimes referred to as the dialectic, would try to scare us into submission with a fear-based psychology of subservience to tyranny. And we're seeing that, a lot of that in the world today. But the big initiation globally right now is the evolution, the revolution, revelations that are truly going global. I mean, this is the big test for we the people, all of us united sovereigns of Earth, as we face the big shift into Aquarius. So reason number three, with this cosmic window and this resolution of energies, emotions, that there's a co-creation downloads inbound. I mean, these are like cosmic codes. When a window like this, when an eclipse like this, time of the solstice, this is an opportune time for centering and connecting with Source and your soul contract of highest service in the spirit of 5D co-creation with love, cosmic love, universal love. I mean, this is a time when cosmic equilibrium harmonizes the quantum field, thinning the veil of separation from fully conscious and well-meaning pure intention as focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in a dimension of enlightened full spectrum comprehension, 5D light. Some of these downloads, I really believe, are like the first principles of cosmic law. A lot of more people are receptive to it when there's shifts of energy like this. And so these downloads at the highest level, we might say the first principles of cosmic law or pure geometry thought form that frame cosmic law and the creative ascent process, the capstone, the creative ascent capstone affirmations with love. So I wanted to kind of keynote into this, the first principles of cosmic law. This is kind of a seminal moment, a seminal time for cosmic love and this cosmic cowboy, with these first principles of cosmic law. I thought it'd be a good time at this time with the astrology, psychology, and all things considered, what's going on in the world. We're coming into the elections here in the fall. This is like a turning point for civilization. I think more and more people worldwide are waking up to a unity and diversity rather than divisive polarization. We're seeing the divisive polarization interface, and the principle of the L, the linear left brain law of two and one, you might say, is I am the other, unity and diversity. This is the affirmation. Elakesh is Kaipacha, and his astrology show refers to this principle of I am the other, or Elakesh. Anyway, it's the understanding that the relationships of relevance and ultimate relevance, how we're all connected, unity and diversity. And this is, in its fullness, is rather than two and one, the principle of the one, the law of the one is, the zero, the spherical principle of I am well-rounded, spherical consciousness, the law of one, the all-connected global village, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, this principle of TLC, unity, and in a global village, what is the law of one? And I provide links on these frames of reference, and what I'm referring to will be in the podcast show notes regarding the geometry of divinity. And these first principles I refer to quite often in my show, and many of you listening will know what I'm talking about. So the third principle affirmation is the V, the I am the Trinity, law of the three in one, the co-creation process as a cultural creator. And the fourth principle is the E, or the square with the cross through the middle and the circle with the capstone at the very center. And it's the principle of I am, the affirmation, I am whole, the law of four in one, the creative ascent process, the capstone of, by, and for, the pyramid of self and civilization. Like looking at that, the E in the love model, the square with the cross, the circle. It's like looking down on the pyramid, the plan, looking down on it, or you have the capstone in the center represented by the circle. This referring to creative ascent process. So you might say the capstone affirmation is I am the universal interface for us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. And of course, the universal interface I'm referring to is global telecom, and what that means as far as an upgrade of our core freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government. And universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction that will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. So I thought I would reference these first principles on this unique cosmic day with, you know, the Cosmic Love Show at the same time as this solstice and, you know, occurring, I mean, virtually as the show, right before the show begins. So what's even more amazing, this cosmic synchronicity, I mean, there's some other astrology, psychology going on, and I thought I would give a reading from one of the pieces I've worked on over the years regarding our evolutionary ascension. So this is, you know, the path of the evolutionary ascent of, you know, individually and collectively, and what's going on. So today I'm going to have kind of a short presentation without going into the world events. I've been going into that a lot recently in my last show and the blog I provided on the plandemic. I've added a lot of videos and articles to that compendium. If you want to get a review, an update of world events, I've been actually, since the last show, I have added to that almost daily, you know, trying to say more with less, and with some very amazing videos and infographics that really kind of sum up what's going on with this plandemic, this planned event, you know. And so I won't be going into that a lot other than just referring to it as I have, so you can look at that on your own. Again, that's the last show notes. I'll actually put that in the show notes for this show, so you can do a review if you want. As the podcast comes out in a few days, I'll add that. So this is a reading. I'm going to do a reading now called Evolutionary Ascension on the Path of Love Co-Creation. In the larger scheme of space-time relativity, we're all accountable for conscious selectivity. Relations of relevance and ultimate reverence will thin the veil, or by default mean severance. There are rules whereby Creator's intention is self-evident to those who focus attention. Above is below with great love retention to wise up and rise up conscious ascension in the unified field, co-creation's dimension. In good spirit, there's full comprehension how all blessings flow from pure intention and greater attention on love's retention for conscious ascension in a dimension beyond I'm only human reprehension. So bless your heart, all that you conceive, better than good, conscience will relieve. Your soul will know better, not just believe. The blessing is what conscience achieves. Praying and working for what is the best, forgiving past failings and all of the rest, laughing at poor judgment in good jest, hatching blessings like a bird on its nest. Nurture these blessings with pure intention. Blessed are those who thus focus attention. Co-create the vision for love retention. Evolution matures with conscious ascension. Full spectrum love is the fifth dimension. Heaven blesses far more than simple aptitude. The leaven for living bread is a healthy attitude. The attitude that blesses is the spirit of gratitude. Love is forgiving, unveiling higher altitude. Grace is the consequence as pure beatitude. There's rhyme and reason to worth-ship's valuation. It's actually quite simple, enlightened consecration. The vow for wholeness leads to synchronization. This is the middle way path to self-actualization. Take heart in good conscience for 5D realization. May the Great Spirit bless you with this affirmation. May you affirm this spirit in your heart's meditation. May the thoughts of your mind provide confirmation. And may actions that follow know great determination. And may your body, mind, and spirit find integration. This is the blessing, 5D integration. Now, in the 2D matrix, everyone once believed that the Earth was flat. We now call that the Dark Age, the old BS belief system. 3D enlightenment gave us a round global worldview. A new 4D net reality with the Internet has virtually eliminated time and space. And a global village with 5D paradigm shift is emerging for the family of mankind as a sovereign whole, the United Sovereigns of Earth. What this means for our conscious evolution begins with intent to master the art of discernment as intuition with the frame of reference for our intuitive knowing with the art of love. So I go through a little of the frame of reference in this poem on evolutionary ascent, and I give a little orientation to these five dimensions, the first dimension being best ideas coalesce through kind participation, above is below, and left to right visualization, that's 2D. The depth of conscience for profound mediation, that's 3D. Mass-to-mass telecom for our harmonization, 4D, and there are links provided on this at Evolutionary Ascent, and I'll provide this poem's link on the podcast, so those who are interested in listening to this in the future can certainly go to those links for more in-depth orientation on these five, understanding 5D, 5D being conscious evolution, the cosmic love revelation, universal law language, etc. So as a good and faithful servant with pure intention emergent, matters of spirit become urgent and conscious ascent fervent on paths that are convergent with heart coherence resurgent. Take heart, for this connection empowers our self-correction with effective sense perception, coherent heart-mind direction, leading to one's resurrection, our self-elevation as salvation. This directs one's pure intention and focuses purity of attention moment to moment for retention and for conscientious ascension in a unified field dimension of full spectrum comprehension. It's not a mystery when known. The proven process has shown one's maturity when full grown is response able on your own for the sovereignty path home. The homeward trek is revealing all that was once concealing, the opportunity so appealing with conscience prevailing in our protective ceiling. As we learn to love with a spirit that's forgiving, humor can laugh at a past once called living. A cooperative spirit transcends domination as the veil thins and grins at human subjugation. As all things are revealed with search capacity, informed choice will shape global net reality. No matter what happens, may it truly be said, freedom and love is how we all move ahead. Our freedom to be is our sovereign authority, harnessing the power of love for inner reality, transforming outer illusions causing inequity, and replacing divisions with unity and diversity. This singular connection with intuitive direction centers love within, and when we all enter in, we find a unity state with one clear mandate. Either we optimize unity or we're insensate. So enter the door where conscience is freed, for upward mobile souls who have all agreed to advance up the stairs with common creed. Love empowers wisdom as serves all need. The door to enlightenment for a long golden age is language of the angels, the heart of a sage. The law of the angles thus frames a new page to write on, to journal our conscious ascension into co-creation realms of the fifth dimension. Unity conscience. Effective sense perception is coherent intent of and for love direction. And in that light, Every parent, sister, and brother will take heart and wise up to help each other. In the soul's journey of eternal progression, spiritual laws will govern without exception. One's soul knows, with humble confession, the invisible guidance of divine intercession. We get what we ask for in the larger scheme of cause and effect that only love can redeem. As goes around, comes around, sooner or later, and this cosmic law applies for lover or hater. By perspiration, we strive to optimize aptitude. By inspiration, we wise up with better attitude. By grace, we rise up to a much higher altitude. As each soul ascends, it uplifts the multitude. Global evolution is a revolution now beginning. Golden age vision is a cause for much grinning. Cherish this time, since the veil is now thinning. Hell may be disturbed, but heaven is winning. Ready or not, there are options now revealing. Choices to be made that are quite appealing. Mysteries are unveiled, no longer concealing. Soul soaring, with new opportunity congealing. As heart wisdom matures, elitism will crumble, thanks to pure intent of the meek and humble. So take heart and realize that external authority is increasingly accountable to spiritual reality. It's now rather clear for those living beyond fear. Cherish love's vibe in how you see and you hear. If choice is the challenge, we lose if we snooze. It's time to honor what the free at heart choose. We can upgrade the chains we all want to see by culturing conscience with sincere humility, co-creating in unison as pure hearts take flight, above as within us and from left brain to right. Our sacred freedom is no longer hindered if sovereignty's flame is judiciously rendered. The source of knowing is now taking wing as love rules each one as sovereign king. Keys to the internalization of God. So the golden age thrives with those who begin their wholeness and healing on the path within. The keys to the kingdom are clearly available, whereby liberty's flame is no longer assailable. Kingdom's conscience isn't a mystery when known. There's one truth universal, as masters have shown. Follow your heart to find your way, your initiation, on the path that ascends with your participation. The greatest mysteries are thus veiled in paradox, paradigm shift as we transcend the linear box. Co-creation unites us in a circle of holiness. Miracles happen with quickening of true holiness. Wholeness. There are rules whereby Creator's intention is self-evident to those who focus attention within and with all via true love's retention, wising up and rising up conscientious ascension in a 5D unity state, co-creation's dimension. So that is something I've been working on to kind of keynote the concept of evolutionary ascension. And I've added to this over the years. It's obviously a work in process. I finish up with a quote by Dr. Christine Page, MD, who's author of the book 2012 in the Galactic Center. And a lot of amazing stuff in that book. And one of the things she says is that, quote, "Congratulations, you are among a select group of souls who won the lottery to be here on this planet at this time. The prize not only assures you a front row seat, but also the unique opportunity to co-create the future of the human race. This is the time to remember." So I have kind of got into this the last couple days. Summing up, you might say, this pandemic pandemonium, trying to make sense out of all this crazy stuff going on in the world. And like I said, I've added to that reality report that I published and give a brief overview during the last show when I talked about Pandora's box opened. Pandora's box, but it's all planned, and the pandemic has opened, you might say, Pandora's box. The riots were plan B. Virus, of course, was plan A. And I said, beware of plan C. Now, I've, like I say, added quite a few videos and infographics and articles to this. And I wanted to keep a kind of a positive overview in this show without going into the victim dictum and with anything other than victory virtues. You know, basically we're in a process of transcending and transmuting all the old records of fear and doubt of Pisces that seem to be on the surface. And of course, what I'm saying in this last piece is that the solution to the deep state is the Aquarian high state. And I've talked about at length how the plandemic agenda and Pandora's fear box, as you might say, the dark side deep state's alternative to the Aquarian mandate in the Aquarian spring, you know, the winds of Aquarius, you know, more Aquarian light and love. And I'd like to, sometimes I say that the way I put it is that light brings up all that's unlike itself. You know, the bright light of Aquarius is basically casting some very sharp shadows and very, all that's less than love is, you might say, on the surface, up for transmutation, interface. Time is short. Fear is great. And they want, you know, the dark side deep state wants to make everyone as miserable as they are. So basically, you know, see the good, keep the faith, make it so. What's going on is a global revolution in higher consciousness. But there's a lot of challenges, and this is going to be going on for a few years, folks. You know, from what I understand the astrology, I mean, I'd like to say that there would be a quantum shift in the field whereby everyone just kind of eases into 5D consciousness, and we have universal love manifest on Earth as in cosmos at large. But I think there's more tests for all of us. The Aquarian spring is a 10-year process. This initiation of Aquarius, on the cusp of Aquarius, there's a lot of polarization from the law of the one. Of course, the solution is to come into unity, you know, peace and harmony on Earth. This is a big test for we the people, all of us as united sovereigns of Earth, as we face the big shift into Aquarius. Excuse me. So the issue is whether we wake up, wise up, and rise up with fearless faith in real solutions, or submit. I mean, the alternative is, by default, we submit to the mainstream fear assault and psychology of subservience to tyranny. So, excuse me. There's a few videos I wanted to reference that I've added, and infographics also. But I'm going to leave that. I want to wrap it up actually today. There's some humorous videos. There's some very enlightened videos. There's some very in-depth expose videos. What's going on in the world? The one by Candace Owens is quite amazing. There was 5.5 million views in just 5 days. I think there's something like 8 million views of that June 4th video by Candace Owens. Kind of a, you know, the big picture as far as the race war, it kind of lays that bare. One of the videos has already been removed, a video by George Webb. Basically, what it's saying, it is an overview of Plan A, you know, with the viruses. If you think about it, thanks to Plan A, the demonstrators and the Black Lives Matter race riots, you know, Plan B, could wear masks to avoid being identified while looting and destroying property. So, and again, that video is very controversial. It's been removed by Google, YouTube. It's the only one that's been removed. But there's plenty there if you want an in-depth orientation of what's going on with the economics and politics shutting down the world economy and why things are so slow to open up in the U.S. economy. And, I mean, I do a lot of my shows, a lot of my blogs with beginning on light and love and finishing on light and love and strong meat in between. And I don't think anyone wants me to go back into the world situation any more than I already have. Today I wanted to finish up on a positive note, kind of a short show today. I'm going to do a live outro, about 15 minutes for the rest of this show, kind of a meditation. Want everyone to have a wonderful solstice. Keep the faith. See the good. Make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. This is the Cosmic Cowboy signing out. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.